was Saul killing people, right? He gets blinded by this light in the road. Wait a minute. Blinded by the light. Oh, sorry. Pardon me. But anyway, he gets blinded by this light that was Jesus in the road. He goes on to Damascus, right? And what about this man named Ananias? Have you ever thought about that? Okay, now let's think about it from Ananias' perspective just for a minute. So we have this guy named Saul of Tarsus that we know. We know he's a bad man. We know it. I mean, it's spread far and wide that we don't want to come across the path of this Saul of Tarsus, right? And then all of a sudden we're praying. And you hear, Ananias, you are to go to the road called Straight, to this person's house. And a man named from Tarsus named Saul will be there. And you are to pray for him. He's waiting for you. What would you do if you're Ananias? Now, wait a minute, Lord. I didn't sign up for this. Right? So Ananias is also a superhero, amen? Ananias went to that house. Ananias prayed for Saul. And guess what? Scripture tells us the scales fell off of Paul's eyes, or something like scales is actually what it says, fell off of his eyes, and immediately was baptized and fed and all that. And then, as soon as possible, he proclaimed that Jesus was the Son of God. Again, Paul wasted no time, did he? He had focus and fortitude. He had to swallow his pride. He had done terrible, terrible things to these people. And yet, he immediately went. He immediately went and proclaimed Jesus was the Son of God. And I have to ask us this morning, do we have this kind of focus and fortitude? Do we have this kind of focus and fortitude? Have we ever been so pumped about Jesus Christ that we begin to proclaim Jesus wherever we go? Or have we ever had that righteous anger that I talked about last week? That we proclaim Jesus wherever we go. Why? Because Jesus heals. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is all that we can hope for. Now, I've heard it before. Oh, Eric, God didn't call me to do that. Sorry. Eric, I don't talk very well. Now, that sounds like Moses, doesn't it? Let me see. Who was Moses? Oh, Eric, I know my place. I'm not good at talking to people about Jesus or church. Now, you've heard me say this many times before, but many times we let our shyness or humbleness mask our laziness. Right? We let our shyness or humbleness mask our laziness. Folks, I'm speaking from personal experience here. For years, I let my shyness mask my laziness. Yeah, I was shy, but it had to do, I didn't want to get up the energy or the courage to talk to somebody about it, right? But, I learned something as I was reading Scripture before I even became a pastor. Laziness is slothfulness. Did you realize that? And what is slothful? What is it to be slothful? It's one of the seven deadly sins, right? So when you're lazy, you're being slothful. And you're committing one of the seven worst sins. Think about that for a moment. And you know what's even worse than that? The person that God is calling you to speak with about Jesus in the church, the person that God wants you to go to and have a conversation, build a relationship with, maybe that person is in great need and you are the only person in the area, literally, that can heal that person through Jesus Christ. And if we don't do it, that opportunity may be gone. What do you think about that?